This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Tom, Cecil, this is Jesus. I'm back. Come on, pick up. All right, call me back.
Hey guys, Patrick from Wisconsin here. It's not bad enough that I can't jack off to Melissa Joan Hart without thinking of that fucking train wreck God's Not Dead 2. Now you guys gotta fuck up my childhood memories of the Great Space Coaster by putting Trump in there? Thanks a lot, assholes. Glory hole.
You fucking assholes. I'm trying to get to sleep, and all I can do is just lie here pretending to be a screech owl in a corpse taking Donald Trump's place. And my cats are all pissed off, but it's your fault. Glory hole, motherfuckers.
I'm calling in because I'm fucking butthurt. Fuck you! Fuck the two of you! Fuck you right there! What the fuck did Sublime ever do to you? Fucking nothing, that's what! Fucking nothing! Oh god! I'm gonna go cut my wrist! Fuck you!
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 312. Of Cognitive Dissonance. This is our area code episode, man.
It is. This it's is fucking, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we're fucking representing the 312,
yeah,
bitch.
As soon as the only other one we're going to be able to do is 773. That's a long way off.
Well, when we get to 630, I got myself covered.
That's true.
Here we are. Here we are.
Representing right. The 630.
God. Fucking idiots. You fucking throw up their shit about what fucking area code they have. Those people are assholes. Every single one of those people is an asshole.
They should do their zip code instead. Right? Be like 60607, bitches!
What? Fucking ridiculous. Well, they did. Like, isn't that Beverly Hills 90210?
I guess
that's fucking
true. And no, I don't know.
Who reps a fucking zip code? Yeah, I belong to all the other people that also happen to live in this major geographical region. Like, so this is episode 312, and we got a fucking whole new system here.
We do. See,
so
we do. We got a TV now that Tom and I can both at the same time watch, say, the videos. Because normally what happens is I'll play the video on my screen, and then Tom just gets to listen to it just like everybody else. But now Tom gets to watch it as well because we are connecting directly to a television that I was getting rid of.
It's a brave new world,
it
man.
It is a brave new world.
We got
world.
55 inches of love.
It's not
That's
that
53
big.
And a half inches more than I'm used to working with, buddy.
It's not that big. It's an older plastic
screen. You just keep saying it's not that big. Yeah, no. It doesn't make me feel better, yeah, no. All right? I'm just, you know, fucking humor me.
Here's
humor
the thing.
Me.
Here's the thing.
All That's, the nerves are in the first 2 inches.
Here's the thing, man. That's my jam, okay?
That's demonic, everybody. It is absolutely demonic.
This story comes from Right Wing Watch. This is Theodore Shubat, who I guess is still a fucking thing. This guy is basically just a YouTube asshole.
That's
his whole claim to fame.
Well, you know, the thing is like I think you could probably be a pretty good YouTube asshole. The thing is that this guy's actually must be making money out of it because he looks a little chubbier than he used to.
He does. He looks like maybe he's been packing it in.
Chicken.
Tell you what, nobody's taking the cake off his fucking cafeteria tray, right?
No kidding. All right, so let's play Theodore Shubat. This is basically him saying Hillary Clinton should be put to death.
He's a monster. This guy, you know, I think the only reason
to be put to death.
Jesus.
I love it, but
I do think because his dad, doesn't he have a famous dad?
Yeah, his dad's a fucking Nazi or something. I don't know.
His dad, what was his name? Mengele,
Goebbels, yeah. I think. All right, so this is Theodore Shubat.
God, what an asshole.
This sick woman Sick, sick, sick.
The sickest thing is that fucking fake ass mustache you're fucking trying to grow in, bro.
What's weird is the fucking is the Jesus in the background with a diaper on. There's like a picture of Jesus.
He does
behind
have diaper
him
Jesus
that has like a little diaper to gird in his loins or whatever. And then,
man,
and then he's got. You're right. He doesn't even have a porn stash. He has like a fucking 14 year old.
He's got that. He's got like the fucking 7 stray hairs, and he's like, it's growing in. it's almost there, guys.
Hey, guys.
If you like my mustache, dude, it's not a mustache.
I know. When he comes up, he says, do you like my mustache? You're like, what are you talking about? I thought you ate an Oreo.
Right. I was going to say it's cookie crumbs. You got cookie crumbs on your upper lip. I mean, this is a man who's got a stash like that, but still has rocking eyebrows that are joining together.
No kidding, right?
Who goes straight unibrow? Can't grow the mustache.
No kidding, right?
Pick one. Exactly. Shave or don't shave.
Or just fucking call the hair club for men and have that shit migrated down. You know what I mean?
Maybe just grow the fucking eyebrows all the way into his mouth.
Decrepit, reprobate, wretch. There are some other words that I want to use to describe her, but I know that this is a family show.
A family show? Wait a minute. We're 12 seconds in.
He's calling for the death of one of the major political candidates in a family show.
A family.
I'd hate to see the fucking after hours, right? Jesus.
It gets a little blue when we start crucifying people.
Good Lord. He's like fisting the crucified people.
What? Can you imagine?
It's just hard because their legs are together.
It is hard, so but really it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the effort is it's the effort. It shows the love. That's the thing. Effort is always it's equivalent. This is a guy 12 seconds in who says this is a family show. You wonder like what person's like, okay, kids, gather around the TV. We're gonna watch the Shoe Bat Show.
The Shoe Bats.
Okay, put your hate down. No, bring the hate. Who am I kidding? Never put the hate down, kids. Oh, that's right. We love hate.
And I know. And if I call her the B word.
Oh, God. Are you
the B word.
The B word.
I think he means bitch.
Oh, I thought he meant bastard. Thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate it.
If I call her a female dog, I'm going to get people upset about that. And they're going to say that I'm vulgar and all that nonsense. But the woman is a female dog.
I'm not going to say it.
I'm not
going to
say it.
But then I'm going to allude to it and then say it immediately after.
I just want to say it. Bitch.
That's. Oh, my God. Now we're going to get email.
She's not a bitch. She's a B.
Now we're gonna get emails saying we're vulgar.
I know, like of all the fucking words you could possibly say on television, bitch is totally allowed,
right?
Dipshit.
I would
bitch ass tits. I've heard them drop f-bombs on television before
on regular network
on cable.
Yeah, oh sure.
Not like HBO though, like fucking A&E once a season they drop it.
It's YouTube.
Yeah,
it's fucking YouTube.
I know,
like you can see. You can watch people die on YouTube.
You can.
You can watch
not just one, but like 27 different archived machete attacks on YouTube.
And this guy is like, oh, I don't want to swear on the YouTubes. Yeah. Like, what are you kidding me? My kid watches YouTube. He's seen some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's
fucking
got,
traumatized at this point.
He's fucking got straight PTSD from that fucking iPhone of his.
I think it's okay for me to say that. Female dog. And there are some people saying that she is a lesbian. We all know that she's a reprobate, but there are some people saying that she's a lesbian. For example, you recently had Sally Miller.
Wait, okay, no, hold on. I just want to talk about, like, watch what way this is rolling. So he put text on the screen.
Right.
For those of you at home, he put text on the screen, but he's rolling the opposite way.
He's rolling it up.
So, like if you were, say, reading backwards, this would work great. And it says, Hillary is a lesbian, Miller claims, reigniting a lingering and unsubstantiated rumor. But the thing is it's rolling up as he's talking. So during this video at 40 seconds, it's essentially rolling up.
And she was getting banged by Bill Clinton, so she ain't no saint.
She's getting banged by Bill Clinton, so she ain't no saint. And he's worried about this being a family
they're
show.
They're married, though.
I know that. I was just going
after. He could fucking get a running start. Who gives a fuck?
Right. They're in it. They're in it to win it, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't care if they are married or not married, right? I don't care what consenting adults do to have sex, but motherfuck. They're fucking married. Like, even under your fucking weird, archaic rules, that's totally high-fiving time.
Right. That's the only time you're allowed to be, as he so eloquently put it, banging.
Also, You romance Hillary Clinton. You did not bang Hillary Clinton. That's all I'm saying.
Romance first, banging after. That's why you do the romance
you
portion.
You romance Hillary Clinton, you bang Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, shit. Brother, Elizabeth Warren bangs you.
That's fair. That's,
yeah, Elizabeth Warren, I'm just saying, she's on top 100%
of the time. I'm just saying, Liz, call me. That's all I'm saying.
She's got your arms pinned above your head. Like, fuck, this isn't...
She chokes fucks you with a strap on.
I don't even like this. Shut up. Shut up and take it.
She has stated that Hillary Clinton is a lesbian, and she has affirmed that Bill Clinton, when they were not banging each other, or when he was when he wasn't banging her, told her, confided into her that...
Confided into her? I'm going to confide into you. That seems uncomfortable. That's not how...
It seems like you would need a surgeon.
Right? You know, like, Jesus, that's not how you words at all.
That, his wife wasn't really into men, and that his wife is a lesbian. So you heard it from her. Is she being truthful? We don't know. But the facts are the woman is a reprobate.
You have these far-right people that are like fucking Shoebad and then, you know, like Savage, all these other people that are just far
right. Yeah, right.
There's never a moment when these people are
lucid
attacking an idea. They're always attacking a person. It's never that they say Hillary Clinton has bad ideas. I don't think Hillary Clinton would make a good leader because I don't agree with her on gun control. I think human beings should be able to defend themselves. I don't agree with her on the trade deals that she's created. I feel like American jobs are more important than any of the trade stuff that she's done. I don't agree with her on immigration because I feel like we are giving away jobs and opportunities to people that actually didn't put, you know, that aren't paying for it, that are, you know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of ways to go after, right? There's plenty of ways from a Republican standpoint to go after. But instead of like, oh, and she's a lesbian and I dislike that she has sex with her husband and her husband might be gay and, you know, that's the reason.
I'm super confused that like,
here's
the
thing. It can be funny.
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't mind fucking talking about Michelle Bachmann's gay husband. That's funny.
Yeah.
But that's not a reason that she's a bad politician.
No, it has
the reason
to do with
she's a bad politician is because she's a terrible politician. Yeah.
Well, that's because she's a terrible intellect.
Yeah.
A terrible speaker.
Yeah.
And a terrible person.
Yeah. Well, pretty much all the
all
above.
The, yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is like, there's never a moment where any of these guys stop and say, okay, here's why.
That's true.
I think.
Yeah, it's absolutely
it's
true.
It's always this fucking negative, either body image or whatever.
Yeah, it's the lowest form of discourse, right? It's the cheapest, lowest form of discourse, and it's just this constant ad hominem.
Sure, and it's a way to try to discredit someone, and it doesn't do. I mean, it
accomplishes nothing. Yeah, well, it's all sound and fury.
It does accomplish something because clearly there are people out there I think that would be swayed by the fact that Bill Clinton is banging his wife.
I don't understand why that's a problem.
I don't know
though.
Either. Yeah,
like I like that.
Like, I mean,
that
unless
part,
he's tagging someone else in, you know what I mean?
Well, but like, even then, it's just like I don't know if he gets his licks in. What difference does it make?
Facts are the woman hates children. The facts are the woman loves homosexuality. So would it surprise me if it was confirmed emphatically that she is a sodomite? Would not surprise me in the least bit. The woman is a sick devil worshiper. She's a devil worshiper. It would not surprise me in the least bit that this woman goes into a dark room somewhere and worships the devil in front of an image of Baphomet.
What is wrong with this man?
Well, what's awesome is he just called her a devil worshiper and then said it wouldn't surprise him if it was a devil worshiper.
Yeah. Yeah. He is all over the fucking map. He doesn't care what's true. The interesting thing is, like, this is a video where a guy's basically saying, look, I don't care if it's true or not. It makes – like the truth doesn't make any difference to me at all.
Right.
All I care about is just being mad.
All I care about is my feelings.
I think this guy
needs a safe space.
I feel like this guy needs a fucking hug from a gay man. I feel like every gay man
– one of those ones where they grab your ass.
I feel like this guy – there should be like a movement where every time this guy goes somewhere – gay men hug him every time he's somewhere. Just big fucking and big bear dudes too.
Yeah,
like the most intimidating, hairy, fucking strong. Rawr, just give him, I love you. Fucking great big, fucking sloppy, fucking hugs. Just
hug.
Hips to hips.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
would not surprise me in the least bit. You know, there was a Trump advisor, one of Trump's advisors, Al Baldassarre. He stated. You know what he stated? He said that Hillary Clinton This is his words. Hillary Clinton should be put in the firing line and shot for treason. You know what, Al Baldassaro? I have to commend you for actually saying what needs to be done. I commend you for affirming the righteous law against evildoers.
This guy looks like he walks right off the set of a gay porn. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That little tiny mustache like that.
That's a jizz catcher.
Yeah,
dude.
That is.
That's all that,
that is. That's a flavor saver. That's what that is.
That's it.
That is what I have been saying for years in regards to evil people who ruin society with invidious beliefs, with dangerous and diabolical and deceptive beliefs. I have said that people who promote homosexuality should be put to death. I have said that people who promote witchcraft and occultism and yoga and all that demonic stuff should be put to death.
And yoga? And yoga?
Yoga. People who promote yoga should be put to death?
No, first of all.
Yeah, first of all, fuck off.
Fuck that.
Fuck off. Yoga.
Yoga.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, you know what? I don't like supple, flexible women. Said nobody ever.
Oh, look at those gross women in their tight, almost see-through pants. You asshole. Shut up.
Yeah. Fucking call me after the downward dog and tell me that you don't like yoga. Yoga?
This guy is fucking, he's watching women do yoga and he's squeezing his own balls as hard as he can to torture himself.
And now this person, a Trump advisor, not just anyone.
That's literally anybody. Anybody can be a Trump advisor.
At this point, he could throw a lawn dart into the crowd and hit his next advisor.
That guy runs through advisors like I run through wives.
A Trump advisor, top Trump advisor, Al Baldassaro, has emphatically stated that Hillary Clinton is worthy of death. And I absolutely agree.
Nobody cares that you agree.
Nobody cares what he said either.
I know. Like, everybody's like, oh, he said it. What a Shubat thing. Well, he agrees.
Hold on. He's on speed dial. Yeah, Let me call him up. He's not even. Even his dad doesn't have him on speed dial.
Look at where he's recording. He's recording
in like a monastery somewhere.
It looks like his mom's bedroom.
She supports the slaughtering of millions of American babies,
and you support the slaughtering of her. So yeah. So what? Like fucking tit for tat, dipshit. The fuck, man. Like that's what I don't understand.
No, but they don't see it that way, bud.
Oh, fucking! I support her death. She's killing things. And you're wait, what?
Yeah, but they don't look at it that way. They look at, you know, babies are sweet and innocent and cuddly
until they get born, and then you want to fucking throw them off the fucking cliff like Sparta,
right? Yeah,
because you don't give a fuck once they're born.
Somebody else's problem as soon as they come out and scream and yell and poop.
Jesus, awful humans.
She promotes homosexuality, which is against human life.
You can't promote it.
And also, it's against human life?
Yeah, I don't know. It's in it, the what?
But like when I fuck somebody in the ass, do I blow up? Like, what happens?
You become a human bomb. you can't promote. I love the idea. These guys talk about promoting homosexuality. I don't care how great your campaign ad is. Yeah. I'm not sucking a dick.
No kidding, right? I don't care. Like, your billboard could be amazing.
Right?
You know, it could be amazing.
You could be like, you know, like the more you grow or whatever the fucking slogan is. You know, be like, oh, that's a really great slogan. And the jingle is exciting.
A really neat video. I'm telling you, it could have me riveted the whole time.
But the only dude that's going to be naked in this room is me.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's it.
When she was first lady, what did her husband do? Slaughtered Christians in Serbia. She would love to see the death of all Christians. I kid you not. Do not think for a second that woman, if she had the chance, would put people like me in concentration camps, would put Christians in concentration camps.
You've been saying this about fucking Obama for 8 years, you fucking twat. You're still fucking in your missionary room with your fucking diaper Jesus giving a fucking speech. Nobody's coming after you, man. Nobody cares. Shit, I don't even care.
I know. You know what? I care so little. Fuck this guy. Right, move on to the next guy.
We're done.
Like, what the fuck?
So for this time, Tom, we read chapter 11.
Oh, yeah, we did, buddy.
It was Global Babylon.
Sure, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking Babel.
It is. This one is, I think, pretty much word salad.
It's like
getting your word salad tossed.
It's not even that pleasant.
No?
No, it's not even that pleasant. Fair. You can't even push back and moan a little. You know what I mean? Like
caliente. So
it's not.
We have our quizzes.
There's no amount of showering, by the way. Let's just pause real quick.
You really can't.
You could
bleach the fuck out of that, pluck every hair, bleach it.
Ouch.
Wax it.
Dude, you're Italian, buddy.
And then I'm not talking about me.
I'm just saying, generally speaking.
Let's just say we had a hairless mole rat person, okay?
So an Asian.
An Asian. That's fair. So we have, and then you bleach their asshole and then did any of the other cleanup necessary. Even if you fucking filled it with potpourri. All right, so I have a quiz. It's about five questions long.
Oh, I've only got three.
I'll go first.
All right,
and then we'll do our synopsis. Oh, I did not have any IQs made this time. I'm sorry, but also Sarah did not read for us. I found again this particular chapter had long paragraph that was worth reading, so I just didn't.
That's fair.
COM 300 is A.
Yes.
It is the list of the 300 most reptilian families as described by a contact of David Icke, who worked in a high level of the financial world, particularly in Switzerland. B. The plot of a new film where the defenders of the hot gates at Thermopylae use interpersonal communication to negotiate with Xerxes.
That's a viable option.
C. The pay-per-view channel that plays hot gaping anal princesses on rotation.
No, that's 314.
D, a required class for communication majors taught by that total dickwad professor that requires everyone to fill out a form that proclaims nonverbal communication is not dead. Those are your options.
Well, I'm going to have to go with A.
It turns out.
All right, good,
your turn.
Good. Cecil, Skull and Bones is just one of the many influential secret societies that exist to control stuff. Mm-hmm. Not sure what, how, or why. Probably lizards. Name some others. A, Chapter 322, Brotherhood of Death, Roundtable Network, Eastern Establishment, Templars. B.
I thought those were our choices. That's fair.
Biscuits and gravy, corn muffins, travel pillows, potato dumplings.
Okay, those are like
C,
those ones.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Brothers Karamazov.
Okay. I'm going to go with A.
I think it's A. It's just a random list of garbage.
It's like naming shit that's in your junk drawer. Right. It's just like scissors, tape, an old sock. Like it's just random
it
shit.
It really is.
All right. George Stephanopoulos.
Yes.
A.
Good man.
Took part in the Whitewater controversy, which disappointingly has nothing to do with rafting. B. Became the supreme reptile road scholar ruler of the planet Earth, the lower fourth dimension, and the inner tubes once Bill Clinton, Ramsey's Piso Bush, stepped down from office. C is a full foot shorter than any other human male, but that's because he's a reptile and coiled and ready to strike.
Nice.
Or D is somehow used in the same part of the book that says the leaders of the future are not decided by an election. They are reared and manipulated to hold these positions at a very young age. The position of leadership he is currently holding is the first in line for coffee at ABC.
Well, it's definitely D. It's definitely D. He even says that in that line. He's like, particularly from a young age, he's like, even babies. Yeah, you're just like,
I love that it's what? George Stephanopoulos. I'm like, he's just an ABC guy. I know he used to be part of the Clinton administration, but he's just a guy who does fucking political commentary. And the thing is, like, he's a political analyst for ABC. Even when this book was published, he was a political analyst for ABC. It's not like he was going to be like George Stephanopoulos was going to be running for president someday.
Anybody that thinks even George Stephanopoulos doesn't think he's important. You know, like he walks in his own door and he's like, honey, never mind.
I got a true and false I'm going to throw in here real quick.
All right.
True or false? The Skull and Bones organization is deeply racist and funded on drug money. Therefore, George Bush, a member of the Skull and Bones organization, is deeply racist and funded by drug money.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. I think he calls him like the world's like most prolific drug dealer.
He does at one point.
George Bush.
George Bush. Yeah.
George Bush isn't cool enough to deal any drugs. Cecil, why did the Brotherhood, who has been in control since man first ooked and ocked and wiped their asses with tree leaves, decide to start World War I? A, because fuck Archduke Ferdinand, that's why. B, because lizards love trenches and hate digging, and the trench warfare allowed them to outsource it. C, as a massive problem reaction solution to destroy the global status quo, so allowing them to rebuild a post-war world in their image.
Hmm?
Or D, the aristocrats.
It's D.
It's the aristocrats.
It is D. What can a 33-degree Freemason do that a 32nd-degree Freemason cannot? A, get polio. B, break masonry with their bare hands. C, anal. D, measure things correctly with a protractor. Or E, become president.
Become president.
I would have also accepted get polio.
I like that. Yeah. That's great. Cecil, how do you avoid being unwittingly used as an assassin by the Order of the Black Hand?
I'm curious now.
A, no matter how cute they seem, don't buy the Girl Scout cookies.
Okay, that's fair.
B, just before you finish, switch to your own hand and shout, Gobsmack!
I love it.
C, anyway, so. Don't kill anyone.
Okay.
Or D, kill people, but do it for the love of the game.
It's B.
I would accept C or D, actually.
B.
It's B.
You got to switch. All right, you missed my last one.
Let's do it.
Without looking, figure 22 depicts the following things leading one to another.
Okay.
Which choice is it? A, physiological, to safety, to love and belonging, to esteem, to self-actualization.
Wait a minute. Maslow? Did you write that, Maslow?
B, email, to Facebook, to Twitter, to YouTube, to Reddit, to closed door, to porn. C,
I call that Thursday evening.
Global elite, to communism/fascism, to Second World War, to United Nations. D, file, to temporary orders, to service of process, to response, to negotiation, to trial, to order of dissolution. Or E, drinks, to panel, to that's not so bad, to you have anything bigger, to winning the gold medal in the speed shitting competition.
Well, I'm very familiar with C.
Okay.
C is it.
Global elite. Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the judgment for dissolution.
Oh, no. That's D, my friend.
Oh, that's
D,
my favorite one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Judgment,
D for divorce. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah, I'm right there.
It's the big D.
Defense.
Now, the synopsis of this, I could have just left it one sentence. So the first sentence could cover it, but I did add two more.
Okay.
Every famous rich person in history oppressed Africa was the cause of World War I, World War II, the Cold War, and the UN.
And the Russian Revolution.
Yeah, so that's I could just leave it at that, but I'm going to go on. The Rothschilds still control Israel. Also, the World Health Organization decides what population gets infected with what disease. Then they provide vaccines that cause untold harm to the physical and spiritual well-being of billions.
This book, Cecil, is just regret.
It has caused me unharm or harm to my spiritual and
I have done some shit that I've regretted. Agreeing to read this book is on the top. No, it's not. But it's in the top 40.
Is Casey Kasem going to count him down? He'll be like, Tom's top four regret is a long distance dedication from his ex-wife. So next week,
yes,
we are super excited. Chapter 12, The Black Sun, is going to be read with us by Stuart from the Exposing Pseudo-Astronomy podcast. He has already started reading this god-awful chapter and will also be coming with a quiz. So we should really enjoy that particular segment a lot. I think it'll be a lot of fun to someone else also inflicted with pain by reading this book.
In the name of Jesus, we speak that. Oramana Shandakaraba. non occorre nemmeno leggeri che devo riuscire a chi libera sana.
So this story is also Right Wing Watch. This is David Barton, discredited historian. Christian, I'm always going to say it every single time. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Christians who refuse to vote for Donald Trump will have to answer to God.
Dun, dun, dun. Here's David Barton.
Yes, David, I do. I'm out here in California, and I'm very involved and in Christianity. I really believe really a lot in it.
I'm very involved in Christianity. Wait a minute, you're very involved in Christianity. I'm very involved in Christianity. You know what I do? I get crucified once a week, whether I need it or not. Just, you know, every Sunday.
It's like a cleanse.
I get up there, yeah. And I do the vaginal steaming, and then sometimes I'll do it on the cross. I don't know. You know, it's fun. It's exciting. I'm very involved in Christianity. What does it even mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. But you can sort of hear this lady's voice. She sounds like a church lady.
The way she talks,
she sounds like a church.
Yeah.
How do I explain to my Christian friends? They're all looking for the absolutely perfect presidential candidate.
Well, fucking tell them we don't have one. Like, you know, they're looking for the perfect. I don't care what the fucking next word is. There's no such thing as the perfect and then noun. Sure. That's not something. Yeah. That's just not a thing. Just be like, you're going to fucking do what the rest of us do and settle. That's it.
And I've tried to explain to them, I don't know if I'm doing the correct way, so that's why I'm asking you, that the only perfect person that I know that could qualify for president of the United States would be Jesus Christ.
He's fucking dead, even according to your mythology.
Hold on a second.
Oh, that's amazing.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus for president.
Shouldn't you at least be able to, like, fucking hold jelly beans without them falling out of your hands? Shouldn't that be a prerequisite?
He goes to slam his hand on the button. I can't hit it. I can't hit it.
It just keeps going right through
the hole
every time.
Use your fingers. I don't want to. I use my
palm.
Jesus just like the
Christ.
Big kids. Jesus Christ
Jesus
for president.
Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah, I feel the same way.
So stupid. What a stupid fucking thing to say. The only perfect president would be Jesus. You're an idiot. You're a fool.
Could you imagine
God.
Jesus gets VoIPed from fucking back then and now? He's like,
wait, I don't.
I literally understand nothing. I don't understand anything. Could you imagine
trying to negotiate
with fucking like North Korea? And just all the different things that he would have to do. It'd be amazing.
He's just like, look, the fucking high technology was sandals in my day, exactly. Right? Like,
and I know he's running his sense, right here, you know, like our two candidates. And how do I explain that to them?
Explain what to them?
Are you their leader?
You can't vote for Jesus?
Is
that what you're going to explain to them?
But doesn't that, I don't know, but like one has to assume that in this world where she's living, she's the leader.
Yeah.
Like there are people more stupid than this woman who are gathered around her like blinking fucking dead-eyed, dead soulless fucking eyes at this woman like, can you tell us who the more best much president is good for us, please?
I can't tell. I told them it was Jesus, and they didn't understand because they didn't know how
to
do
it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
She's the ringleader.
You can write him in. He doesn't even have to run.
Because they will pick out one little thing and say, well, see, he said that or he believes this or that. But I don't think neither one of them are perfect because there aren't, as I understand it, I hope I'm doing this right, that there is no perfect candidate on earth, a perfect person on earth. Can you give me some helps on how I can help these people or help me?
Some helps.
Did she ask for more than one help?
She did. She asked for multiple helps.
Did she ask for helps?
She did ask for helps. She asked for helps on her maths.
Understand how to do this.
That's a very good approach to what you're doing because there is no perfect person, but often people who say that are looking for an excuse rather than a reason. And so if they're looking for an excuse and not a reason, you're going to have about 50 different reasons for them. But that's a good one. Another one that you can use is, hey, look at Hebrews 11. It's our Faith Hall of Fame. All the great heroes of our faith are there. Ooh, we would never elect them if they were put on the ballot in America, because there's no way you're going to elect David. He's a great king, but yeah, he murdered Uriah.
Normally the party will vet you for that. They do vet for murder.
That's a little tough in the debate.
Vet for murder. Although, admittedly, Trump could probably kill someone right now. And it probably wouldn't damage his
supporters
chances
would be like,
at all.
Fine with
his supporters would actually draw and quarter the body that he fucking murdered. They'd be like, yeah, whoever he wants dead, it doesn't even matter.
Somebody in the crowd would insist on wearing the skin. That's just true.
Ask for their picture taken.
Look, man, David is a great king, but he's fucking also a murderer. What the fuck? Those are your heroes? You know, my heroes growing up weren't murderers.
I love the fact that
it was amazing.
He's looking back on this. Well, because fucking he's a Bronze Age fuckwad.
You know
what I mean? Like, yeah, back then it was fucking, you know, it's like the whole world is fucking full of sharks. Yeah, absolutely. You got to fucking kill a few people. Totally understandable. Nowadays, we kind of frown on that, David.
We don't really do a lot of the murdering anymore.
And he slept with Bathsheba. That's adultery. We can't have a philanderer for president who murdered somebody. So David's out.
Well, we fucking impeached Clinton for a BJ.
That is true.
And, like, this guy's fucking murdering and fucking around.
He's like,
and just like, all right, look. And he's like, he seems lamenting, like, ah, man, you can't do anything these days and get elected president. A little murder, a little adultery.
Come on now.
Christians wouldn't vote for David, even though God's put him in the Faith Hall of Fame.
Faith Hall of Fame.
Huh. God, it would be a boring Hall of Fame. Can you imagine that museum? Hey, kids, we're going to go to the Faith Hall of Fame. Why are you all killing yourselves? Why are you? All right, I'll go myself. Go to the Ark. I don't give a fuck.
The good thing about the Faith Hall of Fame, though, is that you wind up getting that coupon that you can keep reusing at Chick-fil-A. And that is, I like that a lot.
And we sure wouldn't vote for Noah because he had a trouble with drunkenness. Once he got off the Ark, he got drunk and his kids had to cover him up because he exposed himself.
Yeah, okay.
Had exposed himself?
Yeah,
I'll tell you, any president that exposes himself is probably not going to get elected again, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or anybody running for office. Like, could you imagine if fucking Trump, like, flashed a reporter? Or he's standing there, like, with his dick hanging out at one of the conferences or something like that?
You can't even, like, fault Noah for his fucking drinking problem. He's fucking 900 years old. He had to watch the genocide of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that might leave a fucking scar here or there. A
little PTSD, I wonder.
Yeah, yeah. Right? It's like, because the thing is, like, that water recedes, and it's full of corpses now. Like, the earth is just full of corpses.
Yeah, but they're bloated corpses now.
Yeah,
so
drying and popping in the sun like fucking stinky raisinettes.
They're delicious.
Or Lot? Are you kidding? Lot ended up sleeping with a daughter. He got drunk.
Jesus Christ! These people are your Hall of Famers.
Jesus Christ! He slept with his daughter.
Great book, guys.
Caliente. Please say it's an adult daughter. Please say it's an adult daughter. Please say it's an adult daughter.
I don't.
Doesn't even matter though. So, I guess I don't know.
Please say it's a stepdaughter.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're gonna
go for something like that, you might as well go stepdaughter or stepmom.
Hey.
Maybe God's got a different standard than what we do.
Maybe. What a fucking insight David Barton is having right now.
Maybe God doesn't care about adultery and incest and murder. Well, then fucking what does he care about?
Maybe God is a Bronze Age war god who fucking really enjoys Bronze Age things.
God damn. Like, maybe God doesn't mind when you murder folks and fuck your daughter. Well, then that's our ethical. That's our great moral absolute.
Maybe at a national leadership level, there are people who do good things for the nation who have character flaws. Gideon, man, look what Gideon did, and he ends up in idolatry. Actually, on the same place where God did the great stuff with the fleece.
The great stuff. What is he? Trump?
It's good stuff.
He does
good stuff.
He did it against the bad people. He did it against the bad ones for the good ones, and he did great stuff.
It's the great stuff and the good things and the fucking.
Yeah, it's so funny because he's completely apologetic when it comes to anybody from the Bible. William fucking David fucking killed someone. Whatever. Who cares? Hey, fucking this other guy fucked his daughter. Who gives a shit? But everybody's fucking shitting in their own hands over fucking an email scandal. You know what I mean?
Like, I know, right?
Like, everybody is fucking, right. It's end of the world when it comes to an email scandal or Benghazi or whatever.
Right.
But when it comes at we fucking, we have a microscope we're putting the opposition on. But instead it's because what he's going to try to do here, I think, is he's probably going to try to say, like, look, nobody's perfect. And, you know, while
I
Trump
believe
is,
it's called Pobody's Nerfect.
While Trump is
hang in there.
While Trump is not Jesus or anywhere close to Jesus or really says anything that Jesus ever said, he is, in fact, the best choice. I
he
think
doesn't have the vocabulary of Jesus's hammer.
Yeah.
Like he's.
He doesn't hear the vocabulary of Jesus when he's on the cross just swearing. You know?
He ends up building idols, and his sons end up following idols. And Eli, the great leader of Israel, he wouldn't discipline his sons, and that's why God took the priesthood away. But they were great leaders. And so that's another thing you can use is, hey, what God called great leaders wouldn't fit your litmus test, so maybe you need to catch up with where God is rather than expecting God to catch up with where you are.
What, so we can have murderers run for office?
What?
That seems terrifying.
What standards do, like, maybe God wouldn't, well, fucking according to your list, God doesn't give a shit about anything. What does God even give a shit about?
He doesn't care. You could do anything.
Right.
Like, the vetting process for God is probably actually, if you're a felon, you're better off.
Yes, it seems like it. It seems like if you're like a drunken, you're walking around drunk, killing people, fucking your daughter or whatever, exposing yourself. And
carving
just like,
things.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just doing a little fuck whittling. That's all right. What are you
fuck
kidding
whittling.
Me?
I love it.
And the other thing to do is it kind of goes back to the concept of voting is not a right, it's a responsibility. They think, well, if I don't participate, that's fine because I've got a conscience excuse. God will understand that I couldn't vote for somebody immoral. Yeah, but that's the wrong approach. The approach is God wants you to be locked in that room with the ballot box and say, don't come out till you vote.
Well, how do you fucking, they didn't invent voting.
How
would you
know?
Fucking voting wasn't a thing. They didn't vote on the next best king. It was all kings back in fucking garbage times when this
garbage
shit was written. I mean, come on.
Welcome to garbage times.
This is ridiculous.
We fuck our daughters in garbage times.
Like, well, who wants to live like that?
Wait,
what are you going to do?
Know.
I don't know, but I'm probably going to shit outside
right.
and fuck my daughter. Like,
well,
it's a terrible world.
Essentially, it's a caste system, too.
Right.
Like, you live in a world that's like a caste system garbage world.
That's why it's garbage times.
Nobody cares.
Right.
Where you can be conscripted into the fucking army and get stabbed to death tomorrow.
It's a worst
world ever.
It really is. Like,
where the other side could have iron chariots and you just automatically.
And you're just like, iron chariots. What about if God comes? God can't do fuck all about iron chariots.
Can you vote for an iron chariot, though?
I'm going to write in iron chariots.
And if you have that approach, then you're going to have to find the best you can of what's there and vote for it. Our founding fathers understood that they dealt with it in accountability. They believe out of the Bible that we will stand before God one day and we'll answer for everything we've said and thought and done. The verses are very clear on that.
Jesus Christ. Everything I've said, thought, or done?
I don't want to answer for the things I've
thought. How long does it take to go through all that? Jesus, this review is going to take forever, and
right?
I might not even get a raise.
I know I'm not getting a raise. I'll tell you what, if it's everything I've thought, I'll just go ahead and save you some time and head downstairs, right?
But like, the good thing is if you thought of fucking your daughter, you're totally fine.
You're
gold.
It's like, well, here's some shit you thought of. Like, well, none of that's that, but none of it is bad. I mean, look
none
over
of it
the fucking shoulder.
None of it is bad as fucking murdering another person.
Right.
Yeah.
All you got to do is look over and be like, wave to David. Like, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
I have not killed anybody.
I can't wait till they take my picture to put you next to you in the fucking Hall of Fame
or whatever.
The glory holy Hall of Fame.
And so the way they see it going down is you're there and God says, hey, I gave you your life. What'd you do with that? And we give account. And I gave you your family. What'd you do with that? And we explain that to God. And I gave you your possessions. What'd you do with that? And we have to explain that to God. And
oh, it's going to take so long.
Jesus Christ.
Did it? Was he just not paying attention?
And it's like, oh, yeah, you weren't involved in my life at all. Why the fuck am I answering to you?
Right.
The fuck, man?
Maybe you fucking literally omniscient. Like, why do I have to say it out loud?
Yeah, also, can't we just do this in an instant? Why do I have to fucking talk to you?
God, no wonder it's eternity. Jesus. It fucking takes so long to get through the interview.
And then he says, I gave you your country. What'd you do with that? Ooh. Well, I didn't do anything because I didn't like any of the guys. Really? You think God's going to buy that? Matthew 25 and Luke 19, the guy who was given something to do and didn't do anything with it, he's the one who got in trouble with the master. And so he's going to say, I gave you a vote. What'd you do with that vote I gave you? Well, I couldn't use it for anybody.
How much shit did this fucking guy give me? Everything I've ever had?
What if I live in a fucking electorally fucking useless state? What if I live in fucking Texas, man? Or what if I live in Indiana that always votes red? Or I live in fucking, you know, New York that's always blue and I'm a fucking total bigot and I want to be a bigot for God, but my vote doesn't mean anything. Like, I want to be a bigot every time. Like, I would kill a black person, God. You could put him in the ballot booth with me. I will smother him with my fucking ballot, God. But I fucking, my vote does nothing. Now I'm going to get judged for that? What a dick.
Yeah. What if you like you live in Saudi Arabia and you're like, you die and you go to fucking interview heaven or whatever. And it's like, what'd you do with your vote? Well, fucking, I didn't get one. I lived in Saudi Arabia. You gave me a fucking dickbag king.
Sure.
I got fucking nothing. What'd you do with your country? Again, nothing.
I was investigated by the witch brigade.
I don't know.
Does that help?
You stuck me in this fucking hellhole.
Lost four fingers in a chopper offer machine.
And again, we're back to Matthew 25 and Luke 19, where Jesus turned to him and said, wait a minute, you didn't do anything with what I gave you at all? And that's the one who got thrown into outer darkness.
Outer darkness.
No, that was a show that sort of mixed the two. It was a mixture of Outer Limits and Twilight Zone.
I like it.
And it's the Outer Darkness. It's a little. It didn't last real long. It was edgy. It was a little too edgy.
Yeah. Too edgy for me.
Yeah, Rod Serling would walk out with a joint in his mouth instead.
So that mentality that this is my choice is the wrong choice. It should be this is my accountability. I will account to God and I have to vote because he put that ballot in my hand and I'm going to have to account to him for what I did with it. And I can't use the false standard of I got to have somebody perfect because there's nobody perfect except for Jesus. And by the way, when he was on earth, they didn't think he was perfect. We only think he's perfect now. Back then, they called him a wine bibber and a glutton. He had all sorts of campaign ads run against him.
Yeah, they used to take out billboards back then.
Campaign
ads against other rabbis.
What was he running for?
Rabbi.
What the campaign ads?
He was running for money changer.
And all he did was he got pissed off because he didn't get it. That's when he stormed in and had his temper tantrum in the temple.
Exactly. Started flipping over. Lucky he didn't run for dog catcher. Jesus.
Lucky he didn't run for pig catcher. Yeah. He runs him right off the cliff.
Exactly.
So nobody's going to fit the criteria. So let's get God's mind on this thing rather than finding excuses. Some of that, maybe that will help you, Jane. Maybe not. Everybody, if they're looking for an excuse, you'll never be able to give enough reasons. Somehow you got to get their head and their heart together that you will answer to God for what you do with that ballot and what you do with this country. And at that point, if they don't understand that, then they're not going to get involved at all.
He could have shortened that to tell your friends to stop being a bunch of lazy cunts.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. Like,
it took that long to get to the point where he's finally just like, yeah, just got to vote for who you
fucking
got.
Fucking vote. That's it.
But you really have to vote.
Yeah.
Right? What he really wanted to express was, please, 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 whatever you do, don't let Hillary get in.
Yeah, right? Right? That's the whole thing.
This, in a nutshell, is strategic voting.
Yeah, and I'm a strategic voter.
In a nutshell, this is strategic voting. So it's not that he's saying anything new, but I think he just maybe had to talk real slow for that
he
lady.
Just maybe. You know she's fucking dumbfounded. She's going to go back to her coven of dipshits and be like, I don't know, David Barton said vote. The rest of it I forgot.
Want to contact the guys? Go to dissonancepod.com to get links to their Google+, Facebook, and Twitter accounts. If you want to contact them directly, send an email to dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a message at 740-74-DOUBT. That's 740-743-6828. Do you want to support the show? Go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/dissonancepod. Or click the link on the podcast homepage, and you can donate to the production of Cognitive Dissonance on a per-episode basis. If you can't spare any money, take a second to give us a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher, or spread the word about the show. We want to send a big, heartfelt glory hole to all the patrons and people who rate us. You fucking rock.
All right, this is also from Right Wing Watch. This is Lance Wallenu. Trump's wall isn't about Mexico. It's about biblical prophecy. So this is, hold on a second, this is a Seven Mountains Dominionist advocate. So just keep that in mind. The Dominionism, we've talked about on the show before, but that's that fucking, those are those idiots.
Remember those? Oh, I thought it was like a seven-layer burrito. I didn't realize.
It is not quite so delicious, my friend. Not quite so delicious. The Dominions, remember when they
They had fucking arts and entertainment. They always get the purple pie
they
piece.
They do.
But Cyrus does that is important for us is he makes a decree. He makes a decree, and you'll find it in Ezra, like chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
I certainly will not find it there. Because I will never read Ezra, chapter, anything, verse, whatever the fuck.
This is like Ira Glass's brother, right? Ezra Glass?
Ezra Glass.
The Cyrus decree ends the period of spiritual captivity and deterioration over the territory that he was ruling, over Israel. He opened a gate, Stephen. He opened a gate in heaven with a proclamation so that all the prophecies and prayers that were stored up for Jerusalem could suddenly begin to be manifest, beginning with the house of God getting revived.
Wait a minute. In heaven, there was a gate, and in the gate, they put the prayers behind the gate.
Yeah, no.
Then they opened the gate, and all the prayers fell out?
Yeah, so like when you're a kid, and like, did you ever send a letter to Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like imagine you have a big bag of letters to Santa Claus.
Okay.
You stand over Jerusalem from heaven, and you dump them down like falling snow onto all the children.
I hate you.
That's how it works.
I hate you.
I think it's pretty easy to understand.
This is like heaven is like some kid who cleaned his room just by stuffing everything in his closet. You know, and like mom comes by and opens the door and then dies.
And continuing on through Darius and to Artaxerxes till Nehemiah.
What?
What is that? Is that when you choke fuck somebody? Is that what that is? Artaxerxes.
The Artaxerxes.
Yeah, hey there, sweetheart. Are you into autoeroticism and or Artaxerxes?
Artaxerxes is.
No, I'm going to stick this fucking banana peel up your fucking anus. That's what
Jesus,
that is.
Man.
That's what that is.
Why the peel?
Because I ate the banana.
I was hungry before
you got here. I don't want to waste a good banana.
I ate this before you got here.
I'm willing to do ass play, but only on stuff that I never have to touch again. So if you could just shit that into the garbage can, everybody would be happy.
And then if you could take the garbage out on your way out.
And spray a little Febreze
around.
If you could do all those things, totally now. Who has two thumbs and is ready for ass play? This guy.
Your idea of ass play is very strange.
I haven't even found the pet yet. Come on now.
Where's the goat come in? I don't know.
Let me tell you.
On the basis of Cyrus' decree, petition to build the wall. And then I started looking at, my gosh, there's more prophetic dialogue on Trump than Christians realize. This whole thing about building a wall isn't about Mexico. It's about...
Walls aren't new! The wall as a concept is not a new concept. We've been building walls for some time. It's like the first thing anybody ever built!
Yeah.
It's seriously, I've got a fucking... 2-year-old, he fucking stacks a thing on another thing. He built a wall. Look at him go.
Does he throw other Mexicans behind it?
He does. Yeah, we put little Mexican babies behind it. Yeah,
subjugate early.
We just want him to know he's better than they are. At a time.
You know, he's saying like he's not really talking about building a wall of Mexico. No, he's fucking talking about a literal wall, guy.
Yeah, like an actual wall.
Like it's a fucking real wall.
Right.
He wants to build it. It's a, don't make him into some kind of fucking like prophetic dude who's talking about a metaphorical wall because it isn't fucking metaphorical. Yeah. He doesn't even know what that word means.
I know, yes. This guy, Trump could not, he could no more build a metaphor than he could build this wall.
Exactly.
Mexico, it's about, in the Bible, from my perspective, Nehemiah's project.
Oh my God. The Nehemiah Project.
Yeah, Nehemiah was a bullfrog, though.
So. He was a good friend of mine.
Was to restore the boundaries around that which had collapsed.
Well, build a wall better and it won't collapse.
Man, no shit. That's what happens in fucking biblical days. You don't have OSHA.
They should have had the Mexicans build it, pay for it.
That's a hell of a thing to ship the Mexicans over to Israel. Then you got to ship them right back.
Ship them right back.
So rude.
Where God's people were concerned. I think that in the Bible, building a wall has to do with like Proverbs 25. A man without self-control is like a city without walls. It's broken down. Our fiscal situation is broken down.
Are you serious? That's what you're going with on this? Is that Trump is fucking metaphorically going to use a wall? Trump is going to use a wall metaphor to fix our fucking economy? I don't think either of those things are fucking possible.
No, Trump is not using metaphors for anything.
Right.
Sure. That we've already established that.
Yeah.
The man can't use metaphors. He can't use similes. He can't use most of the English language. He is not. He's only
qualified to do onomatopoeia. That's it.
Boom, bang, zip, pow. Oh, he just yelled crunch for 15 minutes. I don't understand.
Our race relations are broken down. Our definitions of sexuality and gender are broken down. I believe that if Trump is allowed to be president, there will be a release of that stored up potential that we've been praying, fasting, and prophesying into for the last 20 years for a revival in America.
I couldn't fucking guess what that means. I'm going to read that. I believe that if Trump is allowed to be president, there will be release of that stored potential that we've been praying, fasting, and prophesying into. How do you prophesy into something for the past 20 years for revival in America? I literally don't know what that sentence means at all. I have no idea what that means.
Again, it's referring back to the beginning of the thing when he's talking about storing up all your goodwill to fucking let
it loose. Like a squirrel with chipmunk?
They're storing
nuts or whatever.
They're keeping in their cheeks. Yeah, absolutely. And then he's gonna
acorn prayers?
Yeah, they're gonna ejaculate all those acorn prayers all over America because that's what we've been wanting for 20 years was a president. We've been hoping and praying really, really hard, Tom. That's what it means. It means
and
we've
fasting?
Been hoping. Well, some people have been fasting.
I haven't been.
Not the people who listen to Jim Baker, but
nobody in
else.
America's fasting. We're the fattest country on earth. We're terrible at fasting. The Republicans are the fattest ones.
I would disagree. I mean, fucking McDonald's now has breakfast all day.
But I think it touches on something else, Stephen, which is interesting about Trump.
There's literally
nothing interesting about Trump. No. His hair?
No.
Actually, you got me there. Yeah.
And that is that, and this is strange territory, I know, but if God can anoint a secular individual, then they are operating, in a sense, with God's wisdom and guidance on them. And Trump has a remarkable and uncelebrated, I think, or perhaps I should say, unappreciated prophetic gifting.
Hold on. What the fuck is prophetic gifting? Is that where you really know what somebody wants for Christmas? Like, don't tell me. Don't even put it on your Amazon wish list. I just know. I have a gift for prophetic gifting.
I have a gift for prophetic gifting. But what if someone has a gift for your gift of prophetic gifting?
Fuck. It's like a series of reversing mirrors or something.
This is like Inception the gifting.
You open up the box, you just get swallowed inside by the singularity you've created.
As a businessman, he kept mentioning to us when I was talking to him about how leadership is vision. It's the ability to see what's unfolding and make something happen. He said leadership is about seeing the future. And then I started realizing what he sees with radical Islam, what he sees with the $22 trillion debt, that's the point when everything breaks, he said. What he said to us about the cities in America, inner city tinderboxes that could explode, such as happening now. What he said about Brussels as a community that had been transformed, right at the point where the media was picking on him for saying it, there was the terrorist incident that happened. He saw the Brexit before it happened.
Oh, my God. All these things are fucking all post hoc rationalizations. Because here's the thing. Fucking Trump has probably said some other shit that none of it has ever come true.
Right.
Right.
And it's not like any of this stuff, like Brexit isn't something that was like, nobody knew it was going to happen until it happened. No, it's fucking, there was debates about whether or not it should happen. And then there was polls and then there was discussion and then there was talk and then there was voting. So you had a fucking 50% chance. There's only two options.
And then to say fucking a terrorist attack happened somewhere in Europe. I mean, Jesus Christ.
It's not that hard to guess.
It's not that hard to guess. Like, all this stuff is super easy.
Right.
What about all the crazy shit he said?
Now, when I listened to his speech describing in his nomination speech, the future, it's amazing to me that the left, from Barack Obama all the way through to CNN and everybody else, criticized his message as being dark and dystopian, when in fact he's merely describing like a Churchillian gift.
It's either a Churchillian gift or a chimichurri gift. And a chimichurri is always a good gift.
I'll take the chimichurri gift. Chimichurri is always maybe a good gift. Maybe it's a chinchilla gift. You got to fucking give that guy a dust bath.
Yeah, or a skinning knife.
He'd make a fine coat.
He'll make a fine wristband.
He wouldn't make good gloves. He's got those little hands.
That's very true.
Yeah, little fingers.
I think that, again, this person is basically saying, oh, well, look, he's got this fucking prophetic vision. You know, you're saying it's dark, but really it's prophetic. No, it's just dark. It's he's just picking all the bad shit so he could scare people into voting for him. Because the way you fucking do that as the fucking party on the outside is you demonize the party that's inside by saying they did a bunch of scary shit.
Well, plus, this is the master class of the Republican Party. It always has been. It's to sell fear.
Yeah.
They've been selling fear. Like that's their fucking go-to sales pitch since 9/11.
Yeah, even
right?
Even
be
when
afraid,
yeah.
Be very, very afraid. What am I afraid of? Just be more afraid. You're not afraid fast enough. That's the whole
exactly.
pitch.
Even when they were running the country, they were still selling fear.
Right.
They weren't. You know, you look at a lot of the Democratic speeches when they were running the country for the past 8 years. Like, oh yeah, fucking, it's not bad. It's everything's good or whatever, or at least getting better, etc. The Republicans were not like that at all. They were like terrorist, 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 9/11, terrorist, terrorist, 9/11, Barack Hussein Obama.
And the thing is, like, you've got to do that when you don't have – it's funny he talks about vision. When you don't actually have a vision, the Republican Party is a party – like conservatism as an ideology says this is no good. Let's go back in time, right? Let's go back in time and do things the fucking leave it to Beaver way, right? The fucking – and we've talked about this before. Like they want to go back to a non-existent golden age of Americana, which was never real and never happened. But they all seem to believe that it did. But they can't do that if things are going well, because people would be like, well, things are going fine. I don't want to fucking go back in time. I'd like to either, you know, stay in the status quo if things are fine or move forward with other ideas of progress. Yeah. Conservatism requires fear in order for it to have any foothold.
What is on the horizon? And it's interesting. I mentioned that Trump reminds me of Churchill in a sense.
Yeah, they both look like giant babies.
What's the big deal?
Exactly alike. Yeah.
Right, they're misshapen lump people.
They're giant, lumpy humans.
Because Churchill was booed out of office for raising the disturbing point that Hitler was a threat and that Germany had to be dealt with when nobody else wanted to deal with it. That's the reason why they called him in back out of exile, because like Trump, he had a way of agitating people with the perception he had of things to come.
Visionary Donald Trump. Those words have never been used in conjunction
before.
And
if they ever get spoken again in this studio, I will murder you.
Well, speaking of visionary Donald Trump, let's play a piece of Donald Trump's talk with Bill O'Reilly. We don't want to play the whole thing, but we do want to play the piece where he's talking about talking to police officers.
You wouldn't do that. You keep them in their homes.
These people. No, I never said. I never even heard the term. I'm not going to put them in a detention center.
Well, you cited Dwight Eisenhower.
Probably,
Mr. Trump, you cited Dwight Eisenhower on this program.
It was in 1952.
Right.
Who, by the way.
Okay, so what he's talking about here is he's talking about immigrants, illegal immigrants, and they're going to try to put them in a what currently happens now, fucking Donald Trump has fucking – he's an idiot because he has no idea.
Right.
They take these people off the streets. Some of them I think probably justly if they were criminals in some way, right? Other people that are not criminals that that do get deported for
people,
that are just people.
Right.
So they take these people off the street, and then they wind up taking them and putting them in these detention centers. And they are in these detention centers for a goodly amount of time because they have to go through the court system. So it takes them a while. That's why these detention centers even exist. Now, Bill is telling him, hey, what are you going to do? You're going to make more detention centers? Because if you start collecting more of these people, you have to give them due process. You have to have more federal judges to be there to actually fucking do all the work you're asking. You know, this, you're putting a brand new workload on these people, a lot more workload than they currently have. At least that's what you're saying. Now, they're working, and Donald Trump even admits this a little earlier in the speech. We didn't play. He admits that fucking Bush and Obama are actually. They did do this. They started deporting people.
Right.
He doesn't think they deport enough people. So what he's going to suggest is to do more work. Well, you can't just take more work and say, okay, guys, we're just going to give you more work, because these people are already staying in fucking detention centers for months at a time just waiting for trial. So You got to get more public attorneys. You got to get more fucking judges. You got to get more fucking detention centers. You have to get more people that are going to be able to, like the security guards that are able to watch them, more planes that have to fly out, more buses to ship them places. You got to do a lot more work.
Yeah, there's more infrastructure required.
You got to do more work.
Right, for sure.
He's saying we're not even going to put them in detention centers. I don't know what he's going to do. You're going to put them in a trebuchet? What the fuck are you going to do with them?
Well, he's got this idea, and he'll I was going to say expound on it, but you'll just be able to hear him sort of belch it from his face hole. He's got this idea that that the system will just know. He always alludes to this idea that like the system just knows who the good guys are and who the bad guys are, and then you can just get the goods and keep or get the bads and keep the goods.
What do you make him play Twister? Like how do you figure it out?
And anytime he's pushed on, he's like, they know. It's fucking. It's just a child's view.
Yeah,
it's a child's view.
Deported tremendous numbers.
Well, he rounded them up.
I mean, he did do that.
He took them out. And so when you cited him as an example of someone that you would emulate, that's what the conclusion is.
Yeah, I said that it's something that has been done in a very strong manner. I don't agree with that. I'm not talking about detention centers. I have very, very good relationships with a lot of people, a lot of Hispanic people. We're talking about it. We're going to get rid of the bad ones. The bad ones are going to be out of here fast. And you know there are plenty of bad ones. Gang leaders.
Sure, sure.
You look at Los Angeles, you see what's happening.
Right.
They're going out fast. They're going to be out of here so fast your head will spin.
That's just not even true. Like the fucking the bad ones, like as soon as somebody is caught in our criminal justice system and they're found out to be from another country, an illegal immigrant, and they deport those people. Those people get deported. It's not like we're like, oh, hey, cool. Why don't we just house them? Like fucking they don't do that
at all. I know. The guy seems to just have this idea again that like that there's this secret list of the good ones and the bad ones, or that you can just walk out and that there's a fucking scarlet G or a scarlet B on everybody's chest, and you just be like, hey, are you a good one or a bad one? You know, yeah, and then you just grab all of them and you don't give them to. But you know, part of me thinks like he doesn't know that you have to give people due process. Part of me thinks he has no idea,
he doesn't realize that
you have to that there's a process these guys are entitled to. I don't think he knows or cares. He just thinks that there's going to be a magic gathering of the bad ones.
Sure. Oh, you know how they can tell the difference, though, is that if you lift up their shirt, it says good life or thug life.
Ah,
those are the ways
there
you can tell.
Right.
Have that.
Shirt check.
Yeah. You have to like –
it's like foot check when you're in high school. You know, you just walk up like shirt check and you know, fucking lift it up and show them your belly.
Show them your rock hard six pack.
That is not – I will show them my
– belly.
Belly. My pork belly.
You know, and the other thing, too, is he might say something like, oh, we know who these people are. Yeah, you might know who a gang member is, who is fucking also somebody who you'd want to deport if you got a hold of him. Right. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you could just instantly be like, oh, great, I fucking know exactly where he's at.
Well, plus, it doesn't even matter. Like, if I'm the police right now, I can already do this.
As far as the rest, we're going to go through the process like they are now, perhaps with a lot more energy. And we're going to do it only through the system of laws.
Okay.
With a lot more energy?
We're going to use it with more energy.
The fuck are you talking
about? Well, burn some coal or something, man. I don't know. Fucking solar power.
Is he just
going to
make them work faster? Like, is that what he's saying?
We're going to do it with more energy.
Good. Now, I want to play you.
And by the way, Bill, that are in existence.
I know. I mean, they haven't enforced immigration laws since Ronald Reagan in this country. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, except for fucking everybody doesn't know that. And fucking Obama fucking deported more people than George Bush. You moron.
Now let's turn to violent crime. I want to play a short soundbite of what you said recently. Go.
The chaos and violence on our streets and the assault on law enforcement are really and truly an attack against all peaceful citizens. If I'm elected president, this chaos and violence will end, and it will end very, very quickly.
So, how?
I love that even Bill O'Reilly. Fucking Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, the guy who would, at this point, kill a hooker to have you in office.
Right.
Yeah, he would strangle a hooker for you, Don.
Let's be honest. He would kill the hooker just for Bill O'Reilly.
And to be honest, yeah, he probably would just kill her just
because
he wanted to.
But Bill O'Reilly is doubling down. Like, fucking, what is the plan? I think he's desperate for him to elucidate an actual plan. I think that's where the desperation comes. Like, fucking just please have a plan for one of the crazy things you say.
You have, in Chicago, a problem. Did you know that murders in Chicago are up 50% this year from last year?
I know it. I know it very well.
And they can't solve it. State of Illinois, City of Chicago can't do
well,
it.
Well, you know why they can't solve it? Because I don't think they have the right people in charge. So
that's easy.
People in charge.
That's super easy. That, you know, the best part about that is that it doesn't address any of the systemic problems. All you're doing is saying what we need is another top-down approach when the top-down approaches didn't work. So real simple.
Well, but beyond that, it's still a non-answer answer. You don't have the right people. Well, fucking then who is the right person specifically? Name the person. So we as the people are going to be like, oh, your plan is to get Tom to be the cop or whatever it is. But he never does that. All he does is he alludes to categories of people. Mm-hmm. Never actual people. He'll tell you, like, in this same clip, he'll be like, I talked to a guy, a really good guy. The guy was great. Yeah. And that's it.
Well,
we don't even know who he fucking talked to. He didn't talk to anybody. He's making it up. It's your fucking girlfriend in Canada, right? It's your fucking hot girlfriend from fucking downstate. Like, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't fucking mean anything.
The thing, though, that I think that is the most important part that we're missing is the president has nothing to do with the politics in Chicago. The president can come in and like have a strong conversation with Rahm Emanuel, but it's not like the president can come in and say, hey, we need to fix the murder problem here. What the fuck is he going to do?
Yeah, nothing. As the president of the United States, like you said earlier, when we were listening, there's like no jurisdiction here.
What are you doing?
Yeah. But he doesn't even have a suggestion.
And is he going to fucking mire himself in the minutiae of every major city's fucking problems?
Well, no. He's not going to mire himself in minutiae at all. Like, I am the fucking least interested, like, fucking micromanager in the world. Like, I'm just like, we have a broad category of problems. Here are some broad categories of solutions. But he can't even get that close.
Right.
Well, all right. So specifically, how do you do it? How do you do it?
I know police in Chicago. If they were given the authority to do it, they would get it done.
How?
You have unbelievable... How? By being very much tougher than they are right now.
To just be tough. You know, be more tough. What does that mean? Does that mean knock heads? Or does that mean arrest more people?
They have police black sites here where you can fucking get arrested and just spend a bunch of time there.
And disappear and be
Nobody
beaten.
Nobody knows and get beat up. Fucking people get taken away for a long time. Fucking questioned in some weird fucking place. Like... Chicago's fucking shady as fuck, man. Like, there's some fucking shady shit that goes on in Chicago police departments as it is. They had a guy walking down the street away from the police, got shot fucking 700 times.
Do you think they don't already do it tough, buddy? Right.
What the fuck, man? Yeah. You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot if you don't think that they're already tough. What are they gonna do, man? Are they seriously gonna get a Tommy gun out of fucking the locker to go shoot people with? Because that's really that's the only way to escalate the situation.
Well,
right?
Yeah, let him go on though, because he'll expound on his
point. I'm sure he will.
They're right now not tough. I mean, I could tell you this very long and quite boring story.
Yeah, literally anything you say is long and quite boring.
Yeah, except your little fingers.
But when I was in Chicago, I got to meet a couple of very top police.
Very top.
No, they're not the total top, but they're the very top. Jesus.
God, listening to this man speak hurts everything inside of me. Oh, yeah. Every single thing inside of me.
I said, how do you stop this? How do you stop this? If you were put in charge to a specific person, do you think you could stop it? He said, Mr. Trump, I'd be able to stop it in 1 week. And I believed him 100%.
Yeah, sure. With fucking martial law, shooting everybody on sight, there's plenty of ways to stop it in a week, none of which are lawful.
Yeah, but even all of that, Cecil, even that, even what you just said is more than what he's offering. He's not offering anything. He talked to a very top cop, and the plan is, I could stop it. That's not a plan. That's a declaration.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's your plan to build an airplane? Well, my plan to build an airplane is flying is a lot of fun. That's not – I mean, they're fucking not – they're just generally related items.
Right.
How? Did he tell you how he would be able to stop it?
No, he wants to use tough police tactics.
Bill's like, wait, what? How? Did he say how?
And Trump's like, I don't fucking know. I don't get into the fucking – I don't get mired down in these details. I just talked to the very top cop.
Warrant to arrest people. Killed. Can't beat them up. You have to have a warrant to arrest them. You have to have
– All I know is this. I went to a top police officer in Chicago, who is not the police chief, And I could see by the way he was dealing with his people. He was a rough, tough guy. They respected him greatly. I said, how do you think you do it? He said, Mr. Trump, within 1 week, we could stop much of this.
But he didn't tell you exactly precisely.
That's not how. That's when. They're different interrogatives, you stupid shit. Jeez, you can't. Somebody needs to stab him with a fucking ice pick in the brain just to fucking prod loose the right words.
Isn't it crazy? None of that. It seems like he's fucking lying too to me. Like,
oh,
look,
he didn't talk to any very top cop.
Anybody. You look at him, you're just like, you're lying, dude.
It's why when Bill O'Reilly, who's on his side, backs him into a corner. He's like, I don't know. I talked to a very top cop.
I didn't ask him because I'm not the mayor of Chicago. But I tell you what. I sent his name in, and I said, you probably should hire this guy because you have...
Isn't he already a cop?
He's a very top cop.
I'm fucking already on the payroll.
He's an unemployed very top cop, very rough and tough cop,
Unless he's shorthanding this as hire him for the top position, right?
Well, yeah, maybe.
That's giving him the very best benefit of the doubt.
God.
It's the good benefit, not the bad benefit. The
use
good benefit.
Clarity.
The better one.
You know the expression, you have nothing to lose? Look at what's going on in Chicago. It's horrible. This guy felt totally confident that he could stop it in a very short period of time.
So
it's
nationwide,
a little bit like we could win the war a lot quicker if we'd let our generals do the job properly.
Which war? I'm sorry. I can't. This guy.
The war on carbs, Tom.
Right? Which war are we even? I don't even know what war we're referring to at this point.
Well, it's the one that we're not using our generals for.
Right? Where the general's like, I don't know. Did anyone ask Trump? Maybe he's got a very top general that we should hire to be a general. What are you talking about?
He's got a sign. Will general for food.
Will war for general? Like, that doesn't even make sense.
This was a man.
But you have to have a strategy,
though. He's just tough.
He's just talking over him, too. He's like, this is a man who was tough. He was very tough, and I believed him. He was very believable.
He had those hard, callousy hands, you know, not like little soft little podcast hands.
What I'm trying to get is you have to have a strategy.
I'm sure he's got a strategy.
I'm sure he does.
He said he was a very tough cop.
I didn't fucking ask him about it, Bill. Bill, you're supposed to be on my side here.
Okay, but you're going to be, if you're president, you're going to have your strategy. So let's just take a very micro issue. Attacks on police, all right? So they're rising because police officers in some places are being demonized, and now unstable people,
and people are
saying,
are being coddled.
Okay.
See, that's his line. Yeah. That's the line.
Right there.
That's what he wants to run with. And this is what all those people that talk about the regressive left were talking about, right? All those people that were, remember when we had this conversation with Thomas? We had a conversation on Atheistically Speaking with Thomas about people that were planning on voting for Trump specifically because they were angry with PC culture.
Right.
And this is what I think they're latching onto is his commentary on that, his commentary on how people are being coddled nowadays and how that is it's a merit to some of these people who are, you know, viewing the race as quasi outsiders.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, for sure. That his anger, his vitriol, his hardline stance on everything is you just got to be tougher. You got to hit them harder. You got to throw bombs at the problem. Like that appeals to a certain demographic of Neanderthalic idiots.
Yeah, I wonder about the very concept of that. And we talked about it again on that Atheistically Speaking. We talked about it in depth. But, you know, I come back to it and revisit it. And I think, you know, we were talking about single issue voters. I mean, you're a single issue voter if PC culture is the thing that you're voting against.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? You are a single issue voter.
People are being
told. So you're president. How are you going to stop attacks on police in the present climate?
How does the president do that anyway?
Ask real nice.
I mean, what do you do?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if it's...
I know that the president goes out of his way to say, hey, man, maybe we should stop shooting people or whatever. I know that they can do that. But what is the president... I mean, I seriously don't know what the president's job is when it comes to stopping people from attacking police officers.
Yeah, I think the idea would be that the president would set a national tone or create some kind of national conversation which would help to sort of bridge gaps or build unity.
Could there be a law you would think of that would...
No, I don't think it'd be anything that practical. I think it would have to be more of like a...
Because I'm trying to think of, like, what do you do to the laws to stop people from doing it? And the thing is like people aren't looking to the laws beforehand anyway.
Well, there's already laws about shooting at cops.
Well, first of all, we need somebody that's going to be a cheerleader for the police to an extent. Right now, I just left the Akron police and some other people, and they are terrific people.
I left some people, and they were terrific people. Some other people were there. They were good people.
And they feel like they're being left behind by our leadership. They're not being respected by our leadership, and they literally, they don't have spirit. They lose their spirit. Every time something happens, it's right, the so, police's so fault. Look,
your tone is pro-police. You have to have... Well, how do you stop the bad guys from attacking them?
By giving them back your spirit and by allowing them to go and counterattack. I mean, it's ridiculous what's happening.
That doesn't stop a counterattack. Oh, Jesus Christ.
By giving them back their spirit? Can we go back to that for a second?
Here's your spirit, guys.
By giving them back their spirit? What are you going to put? Is Trump going to put on a cheerleader outfit and be like, I got spirit to give you? Like, what
be
the?
Aggressive. Be unlawfully aggressive. Like, that's already the problem. That's like literally already the problem. Like, he's like, I have a grease fire. Maybe more grease.
So
no,
stupid.
That didn't work. Maybe try more grease.
It's really stupid because he's basically saying, look, they need to be able to go after these guys. Well, you don't think the cops go after people that shoot other cops?
They send in robot explosion machines.
So we want to thank our most recent patrons. We'd like to thank Caitlin, Cohen, Richard, Adam, Gary, Hugh, Marjolene, Casey, Nicholas, Vincent, Jesse, Theo, Hunter, Eric, Boomer, Glory Holio, Jade, Arthur, Liz, Truck Frump. I like that one.
I like that too.
Never Knows Best. My personal favorite this week. Ray Cumfart.
Jesus Christ.
Megan.
Jesus Christ, man.
Devin. Mark. Skeptic Tim. John, Corey, Multitudes Container, and Adrian. All right, so we're going to pick one person to win a book.
All right.
We still have one more book left.
We do.
All right, we're going to pick one person out of this week's.
All right.
This week's.
Put it in the hat.
I'm going to put it in the hat.
Shook it.
So we do have a winner, and the winner is Jade. So, Jade, I will send you a message. Jade, you won a copy of The Story of God. It's going to be coming out on paperback in October. We're hopefully going to have Chris Matheson, the author, on to talk about it again. We had him on talking about the hardcover version of this book, but we would like to talk to him about some new stuff, and then maybe talk to him a little bit about the paperback. We're hopefully going to have him on sometime in September. So, he was nice enough to donate 3 books to this. So The Story of God is going to be available, like I said, on Amazon in October, and you get an advanced copy, Jade. Thanks for being a patron.
So as you guys know, we recently reached a milestone. We hit our Patreon goal. The idea is we're going to hire an administrative assistant. We need an administrative assistant because as much as we joke around, this show is a hell of a lot of work for Cecil to do. It looks real hard, and I don't want to do any of it. So we need some help. We have received a number of resumes for the administrative assistant position. If you would like to throw your hat in the ring, we're going to give it another week, and then I'm going to start calling people that I think, based on their resume, makes some sense. If you're going to send in your resume, send it to us via email as an attachment, please. Please include the word resume in the subject line of your email, because that is how I am going to sort and find the resumes. We will contact you if the resume makes sense. The position, we expect it to be about 10 hours of work a week. We're paying $20 an hour for that work. There's also project work that we will offer from time to time. So we'll pay project work on a work piece or a piecework basis as that comes up. So if it's something you're interested in, you know, let us know. Shoot us an email. Again, as an attachment, include your resume. Include the word resume in the subject line of your email so I can find it when I search through our email. If your resume makes sense and I think it's something we're interested in, include a phone number because I will call you.
So if you're interested and you want to try to get the job description, the job description is available online right now. It's on our website. If you go to this episode's show notes, this is episode 312, so you can find it on the show notes there. There'll be a link to it that leads you directly to the portion of our website. So we did get a message. This is from Dave. and it's entitled Trump Nugent.
Hey guys, thought I would share something you guys might find amusing. I work as a stagehand in Pittsburgh, and last week I had the honor of working a Ted Nugent show. That's gross. Now, the masochist in me had to sit through and watch a good portion of his set, and as you would expect, he did nothing but pander to the NRA, Trump-loving, hunting crowd, and jerk himself off the entire time.
Jerk himself off.
It was actually rather impressive watching him suck his own dick, jerk off the crowd, and play guitar at the same time, so you kind of got to give him that. But probably the most interesting story of the day came from the box office manager. I guess before the doors were open, there was a group of guys waiting in line with their Make America Great Again swag on, talking about Trump. One of them was asking the rest of them about what they thought Trump's recent comments claiming Obama founded ISIS. They all sort of gave a non-committed mumble, and the one dude was, "That's just messed up. We need our guy to win. He needs to stop saying crazy shit like that." So yeah, even people at the front of the line at a Ted Nugent concert thinks what Trump says is fucking crazy. I love it. Thank you so much.
Man, if that's the fucking – if that is your filter.
Dude, that is a low bar. Oof. That is a low bar to slink over.
We got a message from Glenda, and Glenda works with the – Ethical Humanist Society of Chicago, and they are putting on a little shindig at Lagunitas here in Chicago on September 18th, which is a Sunday. It starts at 5:30. Tickets are on sale. We're going to put a link to it in the show notes. Tom and I are actually going to be there. So if you're interested in showing up, looks like it's going to be a good time. I've never been to Lagunitas. I walked by it a lot when I went to school over there. And it's kind of a cool little area, and the whole area smells like hops all the time.
I'm excited to go. If you guys want to come meet us and raise a pint, and it sounds like a good fundraiser for a great cause, so we'd love to meet some of our listeners.
And it's going to be we're going to put the episode, we're going to put the link in this episode show notes. We are going to try to get with Thomas and Andrew. Thomas, of course, you know Thomas and love Thomas like we do. Thomas is the host of Atheistically Speaking, the host of Comedy Shoeshine.
Keep going.
The host of Thomas and the Bible.
Keep going.
And now the co-host of Opening Arguments with Andrew Torres. They are both hopefully going to be on the show very soon. We're going to talk about their show. If you haven't already subbed now, Opening Arguments now has seven downloadable episodes on iTunes. You can find them. You know, if you go to Thomas, Atheistically Speaking, I know you can find them there. We'll put a link to their podcast on this episode show notes. But those guys, Andrew Torres really does know his stuff.
And, he does. And he's engaging to listen to. He's a great speaker.
And fun to listen to. And Thomas, of course, we love Thomas on the show. We think he's great. And then specifically, I've been really getting into Thomas's podcast. Atheistically Speaking is top-notch podcast. One of the best podcasts produced by the atheist community, for sure. Thomas deserves a listen if you haven't listened before. We are also next week going to have Stuart on. We mentioned this earlier when we talked about Ike. We are anxious to have Stuart on. Stuart is going to come on and talk about the Chapter 12. I think it's The Black Sun is the name of it.
I can't, dude.
And
really?
I don't think that has anything to do with...
Is it Black Hole Sun? Is it going to be a Soundgarden album?
No.
Yeah, no. Just going to be Soundgarden.
I was just going to talk about Absentee Fathers, but...
oh, shit!
I don't know what it's about.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it's about. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I don't know what it's going to be about, but it should be great.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great, just like the other 11 chapters of this stinking, fetid turd we've been reading.
Hopefully it's a list of a lot of stuff.
It's going to be just a list. This guy was the other guy, and they're all reptiles, and they're all fucking in bed with each other.
So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We are going to leave you, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this show are that of the hosts only. Our poorly formed and expressed notions do not represent those of our wives, employers, friends, families, or of the local dairy council.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.